From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President George Bush and Democratic candidate John Kerry are spending most of the week preparing for their Thursday night debate. But today, they're both taking time out to campaign in closely contested states. President Bush is delivering a pair of speeches in Ohio. Senator Kerry held a town hall meeting in Wisconsin. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Bush spoke today at a county fairgrounds in Springfield, Ohio. His advertised topic was education, but as usual, he took some digs at challenger John Kerry for what the Bush campaign calls Kerry's shifting positions on the war in Iraq.
We voted for the use of force in Iraq and didn't vote to fund the troops. He complained that we're not spending enough money to help in a reconstruction in Iraq, and now he's saying we're spending too much. He said it was the right decision to go into Iraq. Now he calls it the wrong war. Probably could spend 90 minutes debating himself.
You've got to be able to speak clearly, Mr. Bush said, in order to make the world a more peaceful place. While President Bush was in Springfield, Ohio, Senator Kerry was in Spring Green, Wisconsin. He told a crowd in a middle school gym that his position on Iraq is unchanged.
This president and the Republicans have tried to make it look as if John Kerry has their position or their position. I've had one position steady all the way, folks, that I thought we ought to stand up and hold Saddam Hussein accountable, but I thought we ought to do it the right way.
Kerry argues that's not the way President Bush has gone about it, and he accuses the president of not coming clean with the American people about what he calls a worsening situation in Iraq. Kerry also blasted Mr. Bush for saying in an interview with Bill O'Reilly this week that he has no regrets about last year's aircraft carrier landing, in which the president pronounced major combat operations over in Iraq beneath a banner reading, Mission Accomplished. Since then, Kerry notes, more than 900 U.S. service people have died in Iraq.
The mission was not accomplished when he said it. He didn't know it and didn't understand it. It's not accomplished today. And he's still trying to hide from the American people what needs to be done in order to be successful in Iraq.
Today's campaign events are a kind of dress rehearsal for the candidates' first face-to-face meeting on Thursday near Miami. Both men will spend much of this week off the campaign trail studying for the debate, though Kerry jokes there's a limit to how much those prep sessions can accomplish.
I mean, if you're not kind of prepared for these things, after a year and a half of running, I guess you shouldn't be running. And secondly, the best way to prepare for him is to listen to you folks.
Kerry did listen today, fielding questions about the environment, college tuition costs, and the economy. He also spoke, sometimes at great length, about national concerns such as the Iraq War and more parochial issues such as maintaining price supports for Midwestern dairy farmers. Kerry often delivers his answers in four and five parts, starting to use the words, and finally, somewhere around part three. Kerry acknowledged that tendency to run on a bit while describing his plan for health care reform.
I know this has taken a minute to explain to you, but this is one of the most important subjects in America, and it's worth 3 or 4 minutes, so you understand, because it's killing everybody. I don't mean to, no pun intended, but it's you know, hurting businesses, hurting people. Here's what we need to do.
Kerry knows he won't get many minutes for any issue in his three debates with the president. Kerry says it's a fight to get one's message out in just 90 seconds, and he knows he's got a fight on his hands. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Spring Green, Wisconsin.